Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to edition number 82 of Takeaway Trivia. It's your pub quiz in a podcast, and I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK. Coming up, four more rounds of pub quiz style trivia to test your brain cells. But first of all, let's check in with what you've been saying through our Twitter page at Bar Wars or our Facebook page, facebook.com/takeawaytrivia. And we head straight in to the correction section.
Correction section.
Hello to Michael, who's contacted me to say thank you for the podcast. That's really kind of you. Thank you, Michael. He listens with his wife, Kristen, every single week. Thank you for getting us through lockdown and you accompany us on all our long motorway trips. That's really kind. Thank you, Michael. He says, just a slight correction in this week's podcast, number 81. You asked the question about red squirrels in the UK. And actually, Brownsea Island in Dorset is an island which is one of the only places where indigenous red squirrels survive because the grey squirrel was and has never been introduced to the island. It's also where the Scouts was born. So the Isle of Wight, although they may have red squirrels, is not the only place. There we go. Thank you for the facts, Michael. Good stuff. Also, thank you to Darren Armitstead, who got in touch to say he'd discovered the podcast and was enjoying them. Thank you. Glad you're enjoying them. And thank you for listening. So let's give you something new to listen to. Four rounds of trivia coming your way. We'll be playing the final fling. I've got the return of Lyrically Speaking for you. We'll be playing Wipeout, but let's start, as always, with general knowledge. Good luck. As always, we start this week's podcast with general knowledge. Let's try and get through those 10 questions before my computer attempts to update to Windows 11. Question number one. What is the name of the rock band formed by Liam Gallagher in 2009 after he left Oasis? Number one. What is the name of the rock band formed by Liam Gallagher back in 2009 after he left Oasis? Number two, which US state has the most golf courses? Question two, which US state has the most golf courses? Number three, what colour is the inner cross on the national flag of Iceland? Question three, what colour is the inner cross on the national flag of Iceland? Number four, at which cricket ground is the Marylebone Cricket Club based? Number four, at which cricket ground would you find the Marylebone Cricket Club? Number five, in cosmetics, what does SPF stand for? Number five, in cosmetics, what does SPF stand for? Six, which tea blend is said to be named after a 19th century British Prime Minister? Number six, which tea blend is said to be named after a 19th century British Prime Minister? Number seven, what is the name of the Griffin family's sex-crazed airline pilot neighbour in the TV series Family Guy? Question 7. What is the name of the Griffin family's sex-crazed airline pilot neighbour in Family Guy? Giggity. Number 8. On a standard dartboard, which number lies between 15 and 17? Question 8. On a standard dartboard, which number lies between 15 and 17? Number 9. In 2016, Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy starred in a reboot of which classic 1980s film? In 2016, Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy starred in a reboot of which classic 1980s film? Number 10. How is the singer Stefani Germanotta better known? Number 10, how is the singer Stefani Germanotta better known? That's your 10 for starters. Get your thinking caps on. We won't do the answers just yet. I'm going to go straight into round number 2, but hold tight. The answers will be along in just over 3 or 4 minutes. Round number 2 is our wipeout round. It's another 10 questions of general knowledge, but there's a sting in the tail. If you get just one wrong in this round, you have to wipe your scores out to 0. Only for this round, your general knowledge points are safe, all right? It's just the round 2 points that are affected. So once again, get one wrong and you have to wipe your scores out for this round. You are allowed to pass by leaving your answer blank, and let's get underway. Question number 1. How many people have walked on the moon? Number 1. How many people have walked on the moon? That must be incredible. Just to think there's, you know, a limited amount of people that have experienced that and no one else on this planet has. That just must be an incredible sensation. You kind of worry there that you've peaked, haven't you? If you've been to the moon, what in life is going to top that? Number 2. On which tube line is London's longest tunnel? So number 2, on which tube line would you find London's longest tunnel? Number 3, Sofia is the capital of which country? Question 3, Sofia is the capital of which country? Number 4, what was the title of the final Beatles single to be released while they were still together? Number 4, what was the title of the final Beatles single that was released while they were still together? Number 5, which was the first company to introduce the widget into beer cans? Number 5, which was the first company to introduce the widget into beer cans? 6, what title is given to the longest serving MP in the House of Commons? Number 6, what title is given to the longest serving MP in the House of Commons? Number 7, which army was founded by General William Booth in 1878? Number 7, which army was founded by General William Booth in 1878? Number 8. In which decade was Liz Hurley born? Number 8. In which decade was the actress Liz Hurley born? Number 9. Somewhere in the UK, there is a city that can be found within the boundaries of another city. Which city is it? So number 9, somewhere in the UK, there is a city that is surrounded by another city. What is the name of that original city? It's like a city sandwich. And number 10, in which century did London's Tower Bridge open? Was it the 18th or the 19th? Number 10, in which century did London's Tower Bridge open? The 18th or the 19th? Whilst you're pondering those, let's go back to your general knowledge round. Number 1, what is the name of the rock band formed by Liam Gallagher back in 2009 after he left Oasis? That was BDI. 2, in which US state would you find the most golf courses? That's Florida. 3, what colour is the inner cross on the national flag of Iceland? Red. 4, at which cricket ground is the Marylebone Cricket Club based? It's Lord's Cricket Ground in London. Number 5. In cosmetics, what does SPF stand for? Sun Protection Factor. 6. Which tea blend is said to be named after a 19th century British Prime Minister, Earl Grey? Tea Earl Grey hot, always. Number 7. What is the name of the Griffins' sex-crazed airline pilot neighbour in Family Guy? That is Glenn Quagmire. Number 8. On a standard dartboard, which number lies between 15 and 17? Number 2. Number 9. In 2016, Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy starred in a reboot of which classic 1980s film Ghostbusters. A lot of people look down on that reboot. I'm a massive, massive fan of the original Ghostbusters. It's my favourite film, to put it bluntly. And I enjoy the 2016 reboot. I think it's harmless. It's you just got to take it what it is. It's a bit of a parody and a bit of a sort of different view of what Ghostbusters could be. At number 10, how is singer Stefani Germanotta better known? It's Lady Gaga. There you go. Total up your scores, swap your question sheets back over, and let's go into round number 3. It's time for some lyrical speaking. It's time for round number 3, something a bit different this week, lyrically speaking. We've done it a few times over the last 18 months, but this is the round where I give you the lyric to a song. You have to tell me the song title. Don't worry about the artist or singer so much, because it could have been covered a few times and it would be unfair to expect you to guess the name of the artist, but just name the song. Lyric number 1. It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. Lyric number 1, it's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. Song number 2, nice to meet you, where you been? I could show you incredible things. Number 2, nice to meet you, where you been? I can show you incredible things. Song number 3, always believe in your soul, you got the power to know, you're indestructible. Number 3, always believe in your soul, you've got the power to know, you're indestructible. Song 4, I wake up every day is a daydream, everything in my life ain't what it seems. What is the song title? Number 4, I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. Song number 5, but now these days are gone. I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind. I've opened up the doors. Song number 5 again, but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I've opened up the doors. Song 6, let's go crazy, 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 till we see the sun. I know we only met, but let's pretend it's love. Song number 6, what is it? Let's go crazy, 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 till we see the sun. I know we only met, but let's pretend it's love. What is song number 7? Call me good, call me bad, call me anything you want to, baby. Song 7, call me good, call me bad, call me anything you want to, baby. Moving on to song 8. She walks like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah. Song 8 again. She walks like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah. Remember, we're not looking for the artist, just the song title. Song number 9. How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Number 9, how many special people change, how many lives are living strange? And song number 10, oh don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me, I said, you're holding back. Song number 10 again, oh don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me, I said, you're holding back. Hopefully you've named some of those songs. Whilst you're finalising your answers, let's go back to the wipeout round. What were those answers? Number 1, how many people have walked on the moon? 12. Number 2, on which tube line is London's longest tunnel? It's the Northern Line. The tunnel runs from East Finchley to Morden, via Bank, and it runs for a total of 17.3 miles. Number 3. Sofia is the capital of which country? Bulgaria. 4. What was the title of the last Beatles single to be released while the band was still together? That was Let It Be. Number 5. Which is the first company, or which was the first company, to introduce the widget into beer cans? Guinness. And it's a little sort of plastic device in the bottom of the can that kept the beer frothy in the can. Number 6. What title is given to the longest serving MP in the House of Commons? They are the father of the house. Number 7. Which army was founded by General William Booth in 1878? That was the Salvation Army. Number 8. In which decade was Liz Hurley born, the actress? She was born in the 1960s, the 10th of June 1965, to be precise. Number 9. In the UK, there is a city that can be found within the boundaries of another city. Can you name it? It's the city of Westminster, which obviously is within the city of London. And number 10, in which city did London's Tower Bridge first open? That was in the 19th century. Back to those song lyrics. Number 1, it's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. That is Life on Mars, made famous by David Bowie. Number 2, nice to meet you. Where you been? I can show you incredible things. Blank Space from Taylor Swift. Number 3, always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're indestructible. Gold, made famous by Spandau Ballet. Remember, we didn't need the artist for the point. I'm just telling you who originally released it, just so you know which version it is. And number 4, I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. That's Bonkers, first released by Dizzy Rascal. Number 5, but now these days are gone. I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind. I've opened up the doors, made famous by the Beatles. It's Help. Number 6. Let's go crazy, crazy, crazy till we see the sun. I know we've only met, but let's pretend it's love. It's Live While You're Young from One Direction. Number 7. Call me good. Call me bad. Call me anything you want to, baby. I'm Your Man from Wham. Number 8. She looks like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Cheerleader by Oh My or OMI. Number 9. How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Champagne Supernova from Oasis. And 10. Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me, I said. You're holding back. It's Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon. There you go. Total up your scores. One final battle lays ahead as we move in to the final fling. This is it then, the final battle. 15 questions of trickier trivia to really test your quiz skills. Number 1. A gingernut ranger is a breed of which creature? So number 1. A gingernut ranger is a breed of which creature? Question number 2. Americans refer to it as cotton candy, but what would we call it in the UK? Number 2. Americans refer to it as cotton candy. What would we call it in the UK? 3. The Golden Triangle in Southeast Asia produces which illicit crop? Number 3. The Golden Triangle in Southeast Asia produces which illicit crop? Number 4. Middle Earth is the fictional setting of which film series? Question 4. Middle Earth is the fictional setting of which film series? Number 5. Nyctophobia, NYCT, so nyctophobia, is the extreme fear of what? Number 5. Nyctophobia is the extreme fear of what? Number 7. What was the first state in the US to ban smoking in public places? 6. What was the first state in the US to ban smoking in public places? 7. Who plays the title role in the US TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Number 7. Who played the title role in the US television series Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Number 8. In 2012, which film director became the first solo diver to reach the bottom of the Mariana Trench in a submarine? So number 8 again. In 2012, which film director became the first solo diver to reach the bottom of the Mariana Trench in a submarine? Number 9. The Nanpu Bridge is in which Chinese city? Number 9. The Nanpu Bridge is in which Chinese city? That's N-A-N-P-U. Number 10. The second full moon occurring within a calendar month is known as a what moon? So number 10. The second full moon occurring within a calendar month is known as a what moon? Number 11. Which author wrote the story The Ugly Duckling? Number 11. Which author wrote the story The Ugly Duckling? Number 12. In which ocean is the fabled Bermuda Triangle said to lie? Number 12. In which ocean is the fabled Bermuda Triangle said to lie? Number 13. Who played Emperor Palpatine in the Star Wars films? Number 13. Who played Emperor Palpatine in the Star Wars films? Number 14. How old was Bill Gates when he became a billionaire? Number 14. How old was Bill Gates when he became a billionaire? And finally, number 15. In which country were BMWs first made? So number 15, in which country were the cars the BMW first made? That's your final fling. How have you done? We're going to find out straight away. Here's the answers. Your answers to the final fling. Number 1, a Gingernut Ranger is a breed of which creature? What an awesome name as well. It's a chicken. Number 2. Americans refer to it as cotton candy. What would we call it in the UK? Candy floss. Number 3. The Golden Triangle in Southeast Asia produces which illicit crop? It's opium. Poppies, we'd accept that too. Number 4. Middle-earth is the fictional setting of which film series? The Lord of the Rings. I guess The Hobbit too, by extension. Number 5. Nyctophobia is the extreme fear of what? Night or darkness. Number 6. Which was the first state in the US to ban smoking in public places? It was California. 7. Who plays the title role in the US television series Buffy the Vampire Slayer? That's Sarah Michelle Gellar. Number 8. In 2012, which film director became the first solo diver to reach the bottom of the Mariana Trench in a submarine? James Cameron. 9. The Nanpu Bridge is in which Chinese city? That is in Shanghai. 10. The second full moon occurring within one calendar month is known as a what moon? It's a blue moon. It happens once in a blue moon. Number 11. Which author wrote the story The Ugly Duckling? That was Hans Christian Andersen. 12. In which ocean is the fabled Bermuda Triangle said to lie? The Atlantic Ocean. 13. Who played Emperor Palpatine in the Star Wars films? That was Ian McDiarmid. 14. How old was Bill Gates when he became a billionaire? 31. I feel so inadequate right now. No, you shouldn't judge your life against money. It's happiness and health, isn't it? That's the important things. Number 15. In which country were BMWs first made? Germany. They were first made in Germany. There we go. That is this week's takeaway trivia finished. Total up your scores and see if you are a champion or not. Or if you're just playing by yourself, well done for all those you got right. Good stuff. I'm going to leave you with one final tat fact. Did you know that 55% of people yawn within 5 minutes of seeing someone else yawn? Hopefully the podcast didn't bore you that much. If you have enjoyed it, why not follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts so that there's a new episode waiting for you every Monday. And also, if you'd like to get in touch, don't forget you can reach me via my pub quizzes Twitter account at Bar Wars or via the Facebook page, facebook.com/takeawaytrivia. Have a fantastic week, have a safe week, and I'll speak to you again soon. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at Bar Wars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.